This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Jim Rudloff, head football coach at Marblehead. And, Coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Phil. Good to be here.
You guys, giant killers here, knocking off, going on the road in the playoffs and winning last week over Westboro. So I guess give us a note or two on that game. What happened?
You know, we were fortunate. We got what I thought was a pretty good draw. You know, the game against Danvers helped us out tremendously, you know, built some confidence in us. But, you know, also the win put us in the playoffs. And then we were fortunate with the way that some of the wins and losses went, that we got a pretty good draw. And we went up against a team that we were able to compete pretty well with. Kids executed, I thought, great on defense. You know, we made a lot of mistakes on offense that needed to be cleaned up, but we had a pretty good game, and you know, fortunate to be in the position we're in.
Well, now they were a number three seed, so put that into some context for us.
You know, I think we haven't perfected the seeding system. I you know, and I'm going to sound like I'm speaking out of two sides of my mouth, but on one side of things, I do believe in the way that it works. I think a team like we are was undervalued by the fact that we had the losses that we had, but they were against three of the best teams in the state. And so there's something that has to be counted for that. You know, we sat down, Greg Siglarski and I, the athletic director, we sat down and specifically targeted playing teams of that caliber so that we would ensure that we got points. We've had a couple seasons where we were, you know, either undefeated or one loss, and we still weren't the number one seed. So, you know, we really tried to anticipate where the weaknesses were in the NEC. And you see it, you know, you see it with Peabody, you see it with, you know, in their division, you see it with the Lynn teams in the Greater Boston League, where it can hurt you if you don't, you know, pick your non-league opponents wisely. So we really thought we did a good job with that. And then, you know, we were regretting it in the beginning of the year when those teams were beating us, but there has to be something for scheduling those games, and we thought that came back around and worked out well for us. However, you know, it doesn't mean that the rankings are perfect, and some of those teams down on the South Shore, I thought Middleborough had a great team, but you don't know anything about them. You know, they were beating teams. Most of the teams that they played had winning records, and the last three teams they played, I think, had 6-2 records, so that put them where they were, and you know, again, it's I don't think they've perfected it yet, but you know you can't complain about it one way if you're going to accept the gifts it gives you in another.
Well, going on the road, you're going on the road again this week, this time against the number six seed Grafton. So you've watched a lot of film or video, if you will, on this, and what can you tell us about this week's game?
Yeah, they've got some guys on this team. They're an excellent coach team. They have a really good scheme. Defensively, I think they average allowing 9 points a game, somewhere around there. They just don't give up a lot of points. They have a very good line. They have their right tackle, although he moves around a lot, it's 303 pounds. They have a 280-pound guard next to him. So it's obviously a little bit bigger. The rest of the team, it's a little bit more our size, but they have some great running backs, a senior quarterback who really controls the offense well. And, you know, we're going to be up against it. You know, it's going to be a tough game to go on the road, you know, again, you know, for another playoff game, and then play a team of this caliber is going to be tough.
Share a note on your team's defense, a player or two from last week's game. Of course, obviously, they'll be participating in this week's game as well for you. But who stood out on defense for you guys?
You know, every week it seems different guys show up. I think our most consistent performer has been, you know, Brooks Keefe or Chris DeWitt. I think they've, you know, in and out, they've been really solid performers on us. At different points in times, we've been missing certain guys due to injury and whatnot, but those two week in and week out seem to be in there and making great plays for us. Andy Palmer's an excellent corner. You know, he was out for a little bit of time, but having Andy back has really helped solidify things. But we've had really good contributions from the entire defensive line. When one guy has a great game, you know, and another guy's not having as great of a game, it seems like somebody else steps up. And, you know, 2 weeks ago against Danvers, that was Justin Gonzalez, who came from out of nowhere just to have a phenomenal game for us. So little things like that. You know, Jake Scoglin all year has been terrific, and we've been fortunate. But, you know, as those guys have gotten better and the guys around them have gotten better, our defense has certainly gotten better because we played some real stinkers this year in the first four games, and had a lot of mistakes to correct and a lot of improvements to make there.
Finally, Coach, I know you talked about it with us a couple of weeks ago, but your dual quarterbacks, Finn Gallup, Colt Wales, you used them both last week.
Yeah, again, you know, it's they're both developing, and it would hurt us in the long run to stop one of their development now and just say, you know, we're going to put you on the bench and good luck next year. I think both kids really have a lot of things that they do well and a lot of the same things they do well. So it doesn't really hurt us in any way, shape, or form to continue playing both of them.
Coach, any other thoughts on this week's game or on your team?
No, just, you know, it's been a great ride. You know, certainly the first four games were tough, but, you know, hopefully if we win this one, it really changes the face of what the season looks like.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck Friday.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Yep. Coach Jim Rudloff, head football coach, Marblehead High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.